This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yes, sir. Where's my nipple, Bob? You took
Excuse
my nipple.
Me. I would never do such a thing.
There it is.
That's not a nipple.
It's a little thing you put on top
it's
of the
screen.
Mic.
It's a microphone screen. But I've never heard it called a nipple.
Seems like a nipple to me. Limits?
It's a big nipple.
I've heard it called a nipple, the thing that you put in your ear for TV, right?
I've never heard that
Bob's
either.
Bob's never heard that either.
What are you coming up with words as we go here?
No, that's a term that was dubbed in college when I was at
RMU. Was it at
RMU?
That's right. Oh, all you college kids, you know, you're out there all night doing whatever, you come back and say, oh, it's a nipple. And then that sticks.
Bob, the little earpiece, the thing that attaches to the earpiece, then what's it called?
It's an IFB.
Well, I know it's an IFB, but
the official name, Bob. It's the nickname is a nipple, he's saying.
The little thing that they put on the end of it.
Don't take away his college fun retroactively.
That's exactly what I'm doing. I never heard it called a nipple. Sorry.
That's okay.
I can't believe this is why you never know what you're going to get here. It's like a box of chocolates. Open up. Who would have thought we'd be talking about nipples?
What was that movie again? Forrest Gump. Overrated, underrated, or rated properly?
I liked it. I would rate it properly.
I liked it too. Yeah. It was different. Weirdly intriguing, yeah. Wasn't it?
It was.
It's the Pomp and Joe Show on a football Thursday. And Bob, well, first I'll inquire as to your well-being. How are you? I forgot my
Good,
glasses.
Busy. Looking forward to this game today. We have a lot of pregame stuff on KDK TV tonight. Rich Walsh is there. His hair won't blow at all. It won't move because of the wind. Doesn't matter. Category 5 hairspray on top of a, I don't even know what I would call that. It was like an intense, dense forest.
Wow. That sounds...
It doesn't move. I tried once. I said, let me just see if I can move that. Can't move it.
That sounds frightening. Limits,
anyway,
you doing well?
I'm very well. Excited for the game tonight. This should be a fun one. And the weather seems like it might not be as big of a factor as we originally thought.
What do you mean? Tell me about that for a moment before we launch into this.
Weatherman meteorologist Adam Crowley was giving us a report earlier today and said that it's going to rain in the 8 o'clock hour, but 9 and 10 should be okay.
Where did he get that? Is that a, widely known. I look at different apps on these things, and it changes 12 hours increments. So
can
we'll
you
never
repeat
know.
That limit?
It's on the lake.
The
you never know what you're
going to
get off the lake.
Say it again, if you would.
What Crowley said, and I'm repeating what he said.
Who is he? I like Crowley, but is he a weatherman?
He's our resident meteorologist.
Okay.
He said that there could be some rain at 8 o'clock from the weather report he was looking at. And then 9 and 10, the rain should have subsided, and it'll just be cloudy skies and cold.
I feel better about that already.
Now we're going to get 5 inches
of snow. Even though I have trouble following it again. It's going to be somewhat of a weather game, right?
Yeah. It always is in Cleveland this time of the year, right?
You know what else it is, Bob? It's a gigantic game, in my opinion. And we had a huge riff yesterday on Pony giving the Steelers a pre-ordered pass here, a Pony pass for the game. I don't want to talk about that anymore. I had Donnie Football on later. He talked about, hey, if you had said they would be 2-1 in this little three-game stretch of their schedule with Commanders, Ravens, and Browns, you'd take it. I'm not thinking that way. And I hope the Steelers aren't thinking that way. And I wonder how the town is thinking. I wonder how the town's thinking right now. We can inquire at 412-928-9370. To me, you're in this thing to get to a Super Bowl and win it. And we've been starved for so long for even a playoff win that I think in some minds that's become like the main goal. Just get a playoff win. Let's get that playoff. No, you want to get the number one seed and it's right in front of you. So obviously the season's not over if they lose tonight. Pretty much everything is still in front of them. They're still having a good year, all of that. That doesn't mean it's not a huge game. Every great team that I've been in the city for while they're great, whether it was the Bills of the early 90s or a lot of Steeler teams since I moved here, you're jockeying for the number one seed. You want home games in the playoffs. This is a huge game tonight for the division, for the AFC. You want to play at home. Tomlin's been to the Super Bowl twice. Both times he played the AFC Championship game at home. That's where you want to play it. That's where you want TJ Watt and Highsmith to have that extra count on the pass rush. You want all the advantages of playing at home. And in pursuit of that, the tiebreaker is head-to-head. But what if you're tied with Buffalo and Kansas City? What if there's a little three-way tie? Guess what's next? At least I think what's next is your AFC record. Come on. This is not a small game tonight. Bob, it's a huge football game, I think.
Totally agree. Just because of what you said and all the circumstances, consider the Steelers are 6 games in front of the Browns. Roni, how many games? 10 games into this. That's a pretty wide margin. The Browns have earned their 2-8 record. And to your point, since they changed everything where you only get one bye now,
yeah,
the top seed, you still are in range of that. For that to happen, you cannot afford any roadblocks at all. There are potholes everywhere. You got to avoid them. You got to avoid this one. And quite frankly, it should happen. If you check mark the Steelers on just about every position, Joe, you will find the Steelers have check marks at, I think, quarterback, offensive line, because Cleveland's injured. And even though they have some guys who are better at times, but they're not in there, running back, check. Wide receiver, I'm not so sure. That's a 50-50. Pickens stands above the rest, but then there's not much depth behind that. But if you look at defense, there's check marks everywhere. So the Steelers should win this game fairly easily. I am still a little perplexed about why it's only a 4-point spread. And I got to believe just because, you know, where it is, when it is. But, you know, people talk about short weeks. Everyone has short weeks. Cleveland had to travel from New Orleans back to Cleveland. They have a shorter week if you look at it that way. So, you know, that's an excuse. I think they have to win. And I think they have to win impressively. I'll go further than that. You can win ugly, and that's fine. But you got to me, I want to see a statement win today.
Well, that's where you and I may part a little bit. I opened the week basically by saying, I'll take a win of any kind. I'm not of a mind to rip them for an ugly win. I'm not. There are some circumstances.
I'm not going to rip them, but I'm saying I think this is set up for them to be impressively.
Yeah. I mean, that would be the ideal scenario, but nobody's going to care. Once the game is over and they win 11-10, if they have then 10 days to get ready for Cincy, And I feel like some are believing that the number one seed is like some sort of pipe dream. I realize that the Steelers have a tough schedule. I do, but you get that's the whole point. You get through tonight. Get through. Find a way to win, and you're right. They're better. They're just flat out a way better team than this current version of the Browns. And the Browns had the same break the last I checked here. So the Steelers would then get a bunch of days to get ready for Cincy. So you win that game, you have Cleveland at home. That's already a win. Then you're talking 9-2, 10-2, 11-2, and then that's all you're thinking about is the number one seed. And I realize then you have the real gauntlet of the whole year. You have at Philly, at Baltimore, and Kansas City in 10 days, which is ridiculous. I'm not saying the Steelers are a special case or the NFL is picking on them. There's other teams in that little trifecta there that have the same thing. It's just stupid to have that. And unsafe, by the way, to have that. 3 games in 10 days. What are you doing?
That was my first thought when it came out. The league takes so much priority in safety. And here they are jamming down their throats this kind of schedule. I think the league is interested in the league. And while they're trying to enhance safety measures, this goes against it to me. But being, you know, Mike Tomlin's good about this. He never complains about the schedule. I've been doing shows with him for 6 years. He's never, ever complained. He just says
not publicly.
And I don't think so privately either. I really don't. I think he's.
I would guess
message.
When that schedule came out, he was pissed.
I never saw any indication from that because I asked him about that several years. Whatever. We just play it.
I know. I hear that.
Because in the end, you can't control it. You just can't. So you just play it.
The two teams you're vying for that spot with, assuming the Ravens don't get back into this and they're a little bit far out now, although they did beat Buffalo, are Buffalo and Kansas City. Buffalo has to play San Fran this weekend.
But that's not as bad as it first looked.
No, but you're getting a desperate San Francisco team, and they're still wild.
I thought they were desperate last week, and they lost.
Okay, then they go in on the road to play the Rams. Never an easy game when the other team has a quarterback. And then at the Lions.
So that's a tough one.
Don't tell me if you roll to 11-2, you're not in pretty good position vis-a-vis. You like that little?
No, vis-a-vis.
Saying vis-a-vis?
You say with a little accent.
Did I say
vis-a-vis?
Thank you, Bob.
You're welcome, Joe.
Vis-a-vis the Bills, if you're 11-2, they're going to lose a game or two. They are. So you set yourself up there, and then there's Kansas City. What do we call them, Bob? The big...
They call them the defending champs two times.
The big kahuna?
They're still going to somehow be a factor in all of this.
They're Moby Dick.
But and they proved last year that they could win on the road in the playoffs, specifically in Buffalo.
That's the Steelers' Moby Dick, right, Bob?
Before it was a minnow. Now it's Moby Dick.
Used to be a minnow. Listen, Kansas City plays close games against everybody. So, yeah, they have the inside track right now, but you have them at home. Right now, as we sit here, me over here, you, Bob, over there looking wonderful in your Srixon hat, City Limits looking like Jimmy Neutron yet again today, and that's a compliment. Do you take it as one?
I do. I originally didn't know how to take it, but now it is a compliment.
I think he's one of those guys who's going to grow into everything.
Yeah, you know, and he's a chameleon. He comes in looking very different every day, doesn't he, Bob?
He does, and he has no weight on him, but that'll change also.
It will.
I hope not.
As we sit here right now, the Steelers control their destiny against the Chiefs for the number one seed. If it was just those two and you beat them on Christmas and you have the same record, you're in. So we can project all we want. But as we sit here right now, they hold that card. Guess what? They lose to Cleveland. They lose that card. So let's look at Kansas City, Bob. Coming off a loss, which came after they should have lost to Denver. They won 16-14. They had to go overtime to beat Tampa. They had a one-score game against Vegas, for God's sakes. And they beat Cincy by one. Okay, at Carolina. Might take a lot to lose that one. Then they have Vegas, who always plays them tough. Then they have the Chargers on a night game. Then they go into Cleveland, and then they have Houston. I don't know if they're going to go unscathed through that part of their schedule either.
I don't think they will.
So
they've been lucky to win as much as they have. They've come very close, as you mentioned, Denver. But the game against Cincinnati right in the beginning of the season, one toe gets out of bounds for, who was it?
Baltimore.
Or Baltimore, I mean. Yeah. It was Isaiah Likely.
Yeah. Right,
who stepped, he had a touchdown pass that would have won the game, but his toe was on the line.
Likely would have won it.
Yeah. Likely.
So it's all there. The notion, forget about what anybody on the station has said. The notion that somehow this is a house money game is insane. There's one bye. You mentioned it. I didn't even mention the rest part. I'm mentioning all the advantages of playing at home, and there's a reason that a lot of teams win the AFC or NFC title games at home and playoff games at home. There's a reason Mike Tomlin, when he's gone to Super Bowls, has done it in Pittsburgh. It's a gigantic advantage for your pass rushers, for your offense to not have to go on a silent count. Come on, it's huge. But there's also only one, and for the Steelers to get that rest for Cam Hayward, Watt, Minka, I'm thinking of the three guys on defense more than any others. Anybody else who's getting up there in age, it's a gigantic prize.
Yeah, and with all that time off getting ready for Cincinnati, it's a nice position to be in. It would be far worse if you lost the game. Yeah. And then people are starting to wonder, you know, are they really a Super Bowl contending team if they lose to the Browns? I mean, the Browns beat the Ravens, and they did it because they fell apart. The Steelers cannot afford to fall apart late in the game the way Cleveland or Baltimore did in that game.
Yeah.
So that's why, to me, how they win matters. I know it's only a style point I'm looking for, but I want to see the difference between them and Cleveland, and I think there's a big difference. Show it.
There's a huge prize available here, and they have an extremely realistic chance to get it, but they got to win tonight. I think they have, if they want the number one seed, they have to win tonight. Now, people overreact the other way and say, well, season's over if they lose. No, of course not. But I'm after the number one prize here, which is a week off and home games in the playoffs.
The week off is the big attraction.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're the only team getting that, this huge, that time of the season to get one, to prepare, have more time to prepare for a team like the Steelers, who you just mentioned have three players who are their leaders all getting up there in age.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So prepare
so
like,
yeah. Go for it.
Prepare like champions, play like champions, and beat the pathetic Cleveland Browns. Just a broken organization again.
In every way.
In every way.
Starting with the owners. Isn't it funny how both David Tepper and Jimmy Haslam, both who had ties to the Steelers, you would have thought would learn some of the things they were a part of here.
Yeah.
And instead they're going the opposite direction in terms of radical moves, coaching changes, quarterback in, out, change. It's unbelievable. That's why it's always the danger to me. And I realize sometimes coaching changes can work. But largely, when you do them as regularly as those teams do it, that doesn't work. Chicago is another example.
Yeah. It reminds me of coaches like the Belichick tree. So many of them have gone to other places and failed. You can't take whatever that magic is, whatever that mojo is not transferable sometimes or often.
You would think it is. One of the reasons why they're hired is because it is.
Yeah.
You know, and
exactly. Yes.
Oh, well, you work for Belichick. Therefore, you're going to be good. Well,
Tepper,
Josh McDaniels, not so much.
Tepper is spilling drinks on people, and Dee and Jimmy Haslam are hiring a creep quarterback to the worst contract in sports history. You know? What have they done to those two franchises?
I think they've undermined Kevin Stefanski for sure.
The talk of him losing his job is ludicrous. Would you agree?
Yeah, but it might happen because of the irrational decisions that have already been made. And it seems to me like the Haslam family may not like the fact that they're underachieving and now transfer all of their blame to him, because that's what happens a lot.
Your thoughts on the importance of the game tonight, 412-928-9370, a house money game, an oh well game, a free pass game, a who cares game? Not to me, man. I've seen too many teams take advantage of the bye and the home field in the playoffs. And like I said, as we sit here today, the Steelers have that. I think they have the whole thing in their control. I think it would come down to AFC record if it was a three-way tie. Certainly, they control it against the Chiefs because they play them and they're one game back. And like we said, Buffalo, we'll see. San Francisco's a tough game under any circumstance. That's a night game in Buffalo. And then they got to come back and visit the Rams and visit the Lions. Now, they finished the season, Bob, with two games against New England and one against the Jets. How do you get that kind of schedule?
You reside in the AFC East.
Yeah, but you get two of your last three against the Patriots.
For years, New England feasted on that. Now it's transferred the power to Buffalo, and they're feasting on it.
Tell me what you guys think right now, if you would. Limits? Bills are 9-2, Bob. They've got, as I mentioned, San Fran, at L.A., at Detroit. Home against New England, home against the fighting Aaron Rodgerses, and at New England. What's Buffalo going to finish at? How many more losses on that schedule?
I think there's going to be two more losses on that schedule. One of them will be Detroit, just because Detroit is playing at such a high level. And the other will be one of those two NFC West teams.
I think they might lose one of those two to New England, believe it or not. I think there's three more losses on Buffalo's schedule.
No, no.
You have 13-4 then.
Yes.
That what you have?
Yeah, I have 13-4 as well. I don't see them winning that Detroit game and then one other loss in between.
All right, I have them at 12-5. You guys have them at 13-4. How about the Chiefs? The Chiefs right now. And some people, by the way, it blows my mind, think that like talk of the number one seed is sort of like some secondary topic.
I get that too.
That's the only topic.
And it's available.
It's the only topic.
Yep.
Right now, given the position the Steelers are in, yes, of course you want to win your division. But the last I checked, it's conference, division, wild card. Win the conference. All right, here's Kansas City sitting at 9-1. So they still have seven more games. At Carolina.
10-1.
Vegas.
11-1.
I'm going to say 11-2. Chargers.
12-1.
Ooh. At Cleveland.
13-1.
Home against Houston.
13-2.
At Pittsburgh.
13-3.
At Denver.
14-3.
14-3 for them. 13-4 for the Bills you have. Okay.
Austin.
I think Kansas City's going to lose three more games and finish 13-4. What they'll be, I don't know. They're going to get upset. They're going to lose.
I think the experience will make that not possible.
They're going to lose at Denver.
They've already shown you they can play bad football or not to their standards
to
win.
I know. But even with them, Bob, the odds are still working so heavily against them to be a three-time champion. Think of all the teams.
I get it.
That we've
seen. That doesn't mean they can't get there. Just
The
Penguins had back-to-back thinking three. They got to the playoffs if they ran out of gas or whatever happened in that series against Washington. But, you know, that happens.
No. I'm not saying
there.
They can't do it. I'm just saying all the odds are against them. They've played so much football. And nobody's done it. Not the 70s Steelers, not the 90s Cowboys, not the 80s 49ers, not the Patriots of Belichick. Nobody's done it.
Yep.
I don't think they're going to do it. But I think they are going to finish 13-4. I think they're going to lose at Denver in their last game. They should have lost to Denver already and two others. Limits?
I think 14-3. That Chargers game is the one that I circle on their schedule other than the Steelers one. They're humming. Their defense is statistically one of, if not the best in the league.
Except the other night against Cleveland.
Here's the thing.
They fell apart defensively in the second half, leading 27-6. I saw.
But that's a really good offense.
I understand.
And they held at the end. Burrow had three chances at the end.
Evan McPherson missed two field goals makeable. They should have lost that game.
I don't know. Isn't that
amazing how many kickers are missing field goals, by the way?
Except for Boz.
That's a huge advantage here if this continues.
Except for good old Boz. Kansas City is not rolling. Their last four games, Vegas one score, Tampa overtime. Lucky they beat Denver by two and then they lose
by
nine.
Yeah, but you just said earlier it doesn't matter, just get it done, right? So that applies to the Steelers. I think it would apply to Kansas City too.
Well, but those are kind of apples and oranges. I'm talking on a short week on the road with a 10-day break.
I'm
just
talking
get
about
it
anywhere.
Done tonight.
Yeah, they know
you
how
could
to
say
win.
That, but if
they
you're
know
reading,
how to win.
If you're reading over a course of time how a team is playing, I don't think they're playing very well, and I think that's going to bite them.
Right. Or they'll turn it on because they know what time of the year it is.
Could be.
You know what time it is.
You know what time it is. I think the sheer amount of football they've played, not only over the past couple years, but go all the way back to Brady for the Patriots beating them in the AFC title game. Eventually it catches up. Maybe not the regular season, though. I got them at 13-4. Limits?
Yeah, 14-3 with a loss of the Chargers and the Steelers on Christmas Day.
Holy horse milk. Then that brings us to the Steelers. They have two losses, Bob. Let's say it right now. At Cleveland tonight,
win.
I say win.
Win.
Give them 10. Right?
Mm-hmm.
No, 9.
Nine.
Give them 9. At Cincy on a 10-day rest.
Loss.
Win.
I agree, Bob. I think it's a loss.
I think it's a win. A lot of pressure on the Bengals.
Yeah, but that offense can kill you, as we saw in a lot. You know, the Bengals, if you break down their season, Joe, I did this the other day. I couldn't believe they really should be, based on their offense.
Yes.
They should have 2 losses.
Sure.
That's it. But their defense is so bad. And
coaching and, well, defense is half the game, or at least.
Well, I know that, but they can't outscore you.
I say win. Home against Cleveland, win.
Win.
At Philly, I say loss.
Loss.
Definitely a loss.
Ooh, did you hear that, Bob?
It's an incrinculent loss.
Very forceful. At Baltimore, loss.
This is a tough one for me because I think they know how to win down there, but I also know that Baltimore should be really steaming and probably in much need of a win, so I'm going to say Baltimore.
I'm going to say a win. They find ways to beat the Ravens no matter what it might be.
Home against Kansas City, win.
Win.
Win. Christmas Day miracle.
Merry Christmas.
And a Happy New Year.
Little limits. And home against Cincinnati.
Win.
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 So what are we saying there? I said 2 losses in there. Back-to-back, Philly and Baltimore.
I have 13-4.
13-4.
I have 13-4 as well.
There you go.
But that doesn't win. I have Kansas City.
You have Kansas City 14-3. But it sure would help to beat them, wouldn't it, Bob? And you know what else would help? Win the game tonight. 412-928-9370. I would call it a monumental game. As far opposite of a free pass game as one can humanly imagine. If you want the 1 seed. That's if you want it. I sure do. Because it's a week off. I know some people think about the rhythm thing, blah, blah, blah. I'll take the rest.
I think the rhythm thing only becomes when you have multiple weeks, when some of these teams clinch it so far in advance like Indy did for all those years. I think it does hurt you that way. But for 1 week, you need the rest.
I'll take the healing. I'll take the home games.
Right.
Healing and home
games,
Bob.
H&H, baby.
H&H. That's what I'll take. Coming up, Artie Smith had some interesting things to say about Justin Fields and other topics. We'll talk about that, but we'd love to hear from you on the Pomp and Joe show on just where you would put this game. Let's put it this way before we part for a moment. On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being a game to save the planet Earth, 1 being, you know, this is a game between the Titans and the Giants. Where does this game rank? 1 to 10 for the Steelers.
Are we doing this now or are we doing it?
Yes, please. No explanation needed.
So 1 to 10 being the importance of this
game?
1
the game, yeah. 1 the game doesn't matter. Okay. 10, it's the game to save the universe.
I think it's a 10. I think it's that important. They got to win this game.
So if you're telling me...
If
these two teams are playing tonight with the actual universe at stake, it's that important, Bob.
To me, it is. For them, it is. I think you can't afford a loss if you're... Again, this whole premise of this first segment was we're going to get the number 1 seed,
right?
That's what you're looking at. For that to happen, you can't lose this game.
I know. I was just thinking the fate of planet Earth plus all the other planets, including Uranus, Bob.
We're all going to be there one day floating around in the atmosphere.
Can you imagine
maybe we
could
do a show in Uranus.
Can you imagine?
Can we do one?
We'll be intergalactically red.
Yeah, how about that?
Can you imagine the eyeballs on this game if the entire planet was at stake,
What would
Bob?
Our studio look like in Uranus?
I mean, we'd be... I think you've taken that one slightly too far.
we'd be floating.
We'd be floating, I guess, yeah. I'll put it at, 10's to save the universe. 9 is the Super Bowl. 8's a playoff game. 7, you got to get into the playoffs to win. I'll put it at a 6.
That's what I was thinking, too. I was going to go 6-5 just to be fun with decimals.
Yeah. You didn't break it down that way for me. You did not do that. You just said... I was thinking number 1 seed. That's the whole premise here, right?
Okay.
It's available.
All right, then let's redo the whole thing.
Let's say if you do it that way,
yeah.
How important is this for the Steelers to get the number 1 seed?
That's a better way to phrase the question, and that's why you're the first name on the marquee.
It's still the Joe Show. It's the Joe Show.
Can you
with
rephrase
me on board.
That?
I'm just a
rephrase
caddy.
That. Rephrase your question.
How important is this game on a scale of 1 to 10 when it comes to
1
the
to 5? All right, 1 to 10.
To get the number 1 seed. It's an AFC conference. There's
nine,
so many.
9.5.
All right, but you're thinking more like I'm thinking at
yeah,
that point.
You can't, absolutely. That's a very good, that honestly is a very good way to phrase the question.
If you want to make the playoffs, sure, it's a six. You can make the playoffs. Five, probably.
In terms of getting the number one seed, 1 to 10, this is a 9.5, if not a 10.
It's definitely a 9 or higher, because you have Philadelphia, where you haven't won since what, Bob, 65?
Yeah, and Baltimore again.
Back-to-back Kansas City champs. I mean, the schedule, this is where we really get into the meat and potatoes. I know we talked about that with Washington and Baltimore, but definitely a 9 tonight.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Dana Carvey and David Spade here.
You might know our podcast, Fly on the Wall, featuring guests from across the entertainment industry.
We decided to do a spinoff called Superfly, and it's fun. It's just two of us riffing on current events, pop culture, catching up, impressions.
Joe, Trump's trying to be a dictator.
Yeah, just bump on the tater tots.
Joe, no.
Listen to and follow Superfly on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Let's go to the phone lines. Limits, who do we have? We're talking about the importance of this game, and we've all decided here, we all agree, which isn't always the case, that this is a monumentally important game. Indisputably important if you want the number one seed. I don't know. Do we think the number one seed's important?
Yes.
I sure do.
In every possible way, and the numbers will tell you that if you look over the history of the game, and those... Not every number one seed goes on to win it or get to a Super Bowl, but most of them do. So,
man, I want the rest in the home game. I think it's really important for especially a team, by the way, that has a player like a Cam. I mean, can you imagine him revved up after a nice long rest like that? And TJ's 30 or about to turn 30. Minka's body's undergone a lot of wear and tear, Bob. All those guys, and those are the, you know, the mainstays of your defense. I just think for this team in particular, that would be really, really beneficial. So we put it at, on a scale of 1 to 10, how important is this game in getting the number one seed? We're all between a 9 and a 10. Others think it's a house money game, I guess. 412-928-9370.
Here is Brian in Pittsburgh.
Hello, Brian.
Good morning, guys. Hey, I couldn't agree with you more. I think it's a huge, important game for a couple factors. Is that if you beat down Cleveland tonight, what are they going to bring to Pittsburgh when you have to play them here? You got to play the Bengals twice. They got a lot of high-powered offenses that they have to face yet. You have to beat a 2-8 team in your division. I don't care if it's on the road. I don't care what the weather is like. You have a way better defense. You have, well, the passing game needs to find some points in the red zone. And I think the one thing, guys, that I listen to a lot of national shows and everything, everybody is underestimating their special teams, or they're just not making it enough of a factor, in my opinion. We have a great kicker. We also have a really good punter, and the coverage teams, everything, you have to account that when you're talking about a good football team, which the Steelers are. And if they want to move up and be really one of the best teams, you have to win tonight, 100%.
And I also think December 8th is 100%. Thank you for that. Appreciate it, because those are the games that you're going to be favored to win. They're bad. It's a bad football team. Take advantage of the gimmies that you have. And I'm glad you brought up Corliss Waitman, because we have not talked a lot about him.
He's been
great.
But
if you look at last week with the field position switch and how he changed the field a couple of times, he's come in here in a tough situation. Not the starting punter. He's out for the year. It all falls on you. And he's also a holder, which is not an easy thing to do at times. And yet he's, you know, I think that was probably one of the reasons why they wanted him. They identified him because he was here, you know, once, and they knew he had that ability to hold the football on place kicks. So that's a guy who needs a lot of kudos, I think.
Limits, you're getting some text feedback as well?
Yeah, one texter saying, sadly, the reality of the situation is that the Steelers are most likely to have a big drop-off or a letdown game. Steelers have been playing with fire and only, luckily, have won the last two games.
You can make a case about luckily for every game, probably.
They just beat two good teams, I think.
Yeah, and they did.
There was some luck involved, sure, but how did they get lucky against Baltimore? What's the luck factor
there?
Well,
Tucker missed two field goals is lucky, I think, because if those two had gone in, it would have changed the way that game played out. That's the only thing I'll say about that. If he's normally 100%.
Did the Ravens get lucky that Russell threw a ball up for grabs?
What are you talking about?
In the end zone?
Didn't he throw it away?
Like there's luck on both sides.
But there are things you would expect. And then with him kicking the
football.
Could
there be anything to the Ravens field goal operation that's a little nervous about the Steelers blocking kicks like nobody else in the league?
Sure.
Did their recent history here factor in that? I don't know, Bob. I know if I have the better kicker, that's not necessarily luck.
No, but Justin Tucker over his career has been a very reliable kicker.
But he stinks this year.
I get it. But in that game, if he makes the, I think that's what he was referring to.
They not win if he makes those? Are we sure about that?
No, I just said it changes the way the game would have played out.
For sure. And I get it. I think there's luck to any close win that you get. There's luck, right?
Yeah, that's what I just said. It applies to every team.
Yeah.
You create it also. You create your own luck.
Now, some games are luckier than others. Here's what I would say.
Like, I saw the luckiest game to me was Kansas City beating Cincinnati on a ridiculous pass interference call on 4th and 16.
Yes.
Now, normally that is not called. Cincinnati should have won that game.
I thought the Steelers got luckier the week before against Washington. I thought there was a number of times where the Steelers were burned in that game and guys dropped passes that could have gone
five
for a long way.
Absolutely. That's part of it. Now, you could call that luck, missed opportunity, whatever you want to call it. It applies to every team. And you are what your record says, largely. You have to win games. Kansas City knows how. I think the Steelers know how with their veteran players, which is why this is a 10 for me tonight. I don't want to hear excuses about anything because both teams play under the same conditions.
I guess when I hear lucky, there's a negative connotation to that all the time. As if you were outplayed, you should have lost, but you got lucky. I don't feel that coming out of the Ravens game. I thought the Steelers played an unbelievable defensive game against a regular season Michael Jordan. I thought they gave themselves defensively every opportunity to win that game.
You know, they certainly did, and they stopped what was the number one rated offense on just about every statistical category and held them to 16 points. I don't care
and
where
it was
you
their
do
own,
it or how you do it, you did it.
Right, and it was their own bad decision-making that cost them. You know, they should have just kicked that field goal with Boz to make it 18-10. Then maybe they tack on another one. Plus, they made great and winning plays. Peyton Wilson's come to mind.
Yeah, that's a championship play right there. That's an all-pro play. You can't just do that without working on it, number one, knowing it's coming, but also reacting to the ball.
But if this guy's talking about luck in context of the number one seed, Kansas City's the luckiest team in the league.
That's what I said. They've made out on big time. I'm telling you, that's Cincinnati. You go back and look at that. Normally, that's not called on 4th and 16. It's treated largely like a Hail Mary. A lot of contact, maybe, but you're not going to call it unless it's so egregious.
And that's what another texter asked. Do you see this Kansas City team kind of being a reminder of the 11-0 Steelers with the defense holding them all in all these games, and eventually the bottom fell out.
Well, that can be a concern. I think so, sure. I haven't seen enough from the offense on a consistent basis to make me think they are Super Bowl caliber offense. Are they? I think they're a Super Bowl caliber defense. I agree with Dan Orlovsky. I watched him the other day. He said that, and I agree. I think largely they have to prove more on offense.
I agree. And I think one of the things we'll be talking about tomorrow, if Russ doesn't play well tonight, that'll be two games in a row. And then that little chorus that's in the back right now of, hey, Bob, what about Fields? That's going to get louder.
Hey, Bob, can I put my wooden teeth in? Do not play that. Don't. Stop.
What was I going to say there, Bob?
I don't know.
I have no idea. What were we talking about?
I don't know. Huh? Hey, Bob. No, you were talking about a hey, Bob. Something triggered your hey, Bob.
I completely blanked now. And I had a very salient point to make.
Hey, if they lose these games, don't call back. Offense. Well, I'm playing a game with you
here. Right. People will be concerned about Russell Wilson. That little chorus will grow louder.
But are you concerned concerned of Russell Wilson? Are you concerned?
I'll be a little bit more. But back to his point about the 20 Steelers. Yeah, maybe the trajectory of the season a little bit. If they start like they're it's fool's gold a little bit. But the big difference limits is that this defense is better than that Steelers defense, I think, by far.
No doubt.
And this team has Patrick Mahomes. So even if they lose a little down the stretch, even if they're not as good as 9-1, they're still going to be a force to be reckoned with. And those Steelers, not only did they falter at the end of the season, the wheels completely came off. You know what I mean? I don't think that's happening in Kansas City.
No, I mean, you're talking about a two-time defending champ who just knows how to win. Did that 2020 Steelers team really know how to win? I mean, for an 11-0 stretch, they did. But, I mean, once you got into crunch time, it didn't seem like it.
Yeah, they just fell apart.
Kansas City's also getting healthier, too. Pacheco's back. Their defense is good.
Yeah.
You know.
Don't get me wrong. When we're talking Kansas City, I am not minimizing the threat of them in any way. I just think that all of football history is working against the idea of them three-peating.
There's always a first, though, for everything. And sometimes you watch sports, you wonder how this is happening.
Do you think they'd be the greatest football dynasty of the Super Bowl era then, automatically?
I think you'd have to say yes.
I would have to. Three in a row and 4-6.
Three in a row and 4-6, that's a lot. The 4-6 ties the Steelers, but 3 in a row sets them apart.
Sets them apart forever.
Yeah,
forever
no one has ever done it. So the pressure will be there.
Today's Fan for the Win game changer is Southside Plumbing and Heating. Southside Plumbing and Heating is making a donation to the Women's Center and Shelter to support women and children in need this holiday season. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. And you can listen to this show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry.
Which, by the way, has got to be insanely busy.
He told us yesterday. Hold on, I'll tell you in one sec. Contests run every Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. He told us, Bob. He orders these cases of cards.
He being the general, right? The man who runs that store.
These Topps cards where you could find that Paul Skeens card. He waits for the UPS guy at 8:30 in the morning, the general does, and he delivers. What did he say? Do we have the clip, Limitless Wonder? We can play it for Bob. And they sell out like that. Everybody wants the golden ticket.
It's like a lottery, and the chances are so.
And how popular are lotteries, Bob? You stop in your 7-Eleven, there's people buying them.
You know, And I texted the general because I had people asking me these questions and I didn't know it. And I knew he was a regular on your show. So here's my biggest question of all, though.
Yeah.
How do we know that they have put that thing in circulation? How do we not know they're holding it? Because they're selling so many of these things.
Limits, can you ask the general that question?
Yes, I can ask him again. I never heard back from the general yesterday. That's how busy he is.
I'm sure he's busy.
Wow, that's unusual.
Those cards sell out like in minutes. It's just like they line up. But my point is, how do we know what Topps is doing?
That's the question, Limits. Two questions for the general.
And I wouldn't blame them. I wouldn't blame them. They're trying to get. They got as much part marketing out of this as.
No, that would be deceitful to not have it out there.
No, it's just you haven't done it yet.
Well, let's ask. Let's ask the general. How do we know the card's in circulation and they're not holding it back limits?
We don't know. That's, and they won't tell
one.
You, I bet.
That's one. And two, how much is that thing going to be worth?
What limits? You're talking about
type
worth?
Type it away.
Bobby's in a trance.
Wait a minute. You're talking about worth straight, like on one of these auction
sites? Just money.
Well, that's yet to be determined, isn't it?
Right, but when you look at, say, the Pirates offer, don't you want to weigh that against what the card might actually be worth
monetarily? Oh, I think the Pirate offer is as low as it can be. It sounds good, and it is good. If you're a baseball fan, to get 30 years behind in those home plate tickets, I can tell
luxury
you.
Luxury suite with Livy Dunn for a game, softball game
on
the field.
Yeah, that's fine. But you'd have to add a couple of million dollars for me.
For me, too.
I mean, I looked at the numbers of people who are spending money on Honus Wagner cards and all these other. This is the modern day whatever. Who are you liking him to? Bob Gibson, maybe? He'll be that good? Is he going to be that good? He may
he
not.
Might be.
He may
might
fall
be.
Off.
He could be the greatest pitcher ever. That's not, here's not another like thing. Ridiculous hyperbole.
Here's another thing to ask him, Austin, while you're at it.
Okay.
Ask him if Jarrett Jones has a similar card out there. Do they do that with everyone or just one per? How do they do it? Is it all rookies?
Because if Jarrett Jones. Do you have the clip for Bob from yesterday? On
no,
the
he's too busy doing what you no, want him to
it,
do.
It shouldn't take him that long.
No,
Bob.
I got it.
Here's the general on what's happening around this Skeens, this rare Skeens card that everybody's looking for.
Every single day we're out of the product, and I have more cases overnighted, and I meet the UPS man here at 8:30 in the morning. Today's regiment is almost gone already. Every single day we go through 40 or 50 boxes. It's the most unprecedented thing ever. And don't ever say the Pirates don't know how to market, because for $0, they put out a story on Friday afternoon in November and took headlines. If we could only do that on the field, but they took marketing headlines by this campaign of theirs. I mean, it's all that people are talking about.
40 to 50 boxes. Bob, it's the same way I feel about trivia. One of the reasons we do the quiz show, which some people claim to hate but still listen, it's for some reason part of the human condition to be attracted to trivia, Jeopardy, Trivial Pursuit. Mm. Is there a more popular show ever in the history of television than Jeopardy?
Because people
long like that.
Running, yes.
They're drawn to that. And then this.
They also realize how inadequate they are with their knowledge of certain things. It's like, oh my God, I don't know.
And
that.
We all want more money too, yeah. Which is, there's something about the magic, the lore of I could win that lottery. I could win the Powerball. I could get the golden ticket. Yeah. Remember Willy Wonka, Bob?
Oh, absolutely.
Remember how it was a frenzy to find the golden ticket? The whole little town they lived in, everybody was on edge. Who got the golden ticket?
I even know that in a more doable way to win something, the Junior Achievement always puts out a golden ticket of their own, which includes season tickets to every Pirates, Steelers, Penguins, Pitts. You name it, they have it, and they put it up though for an auction to make money. And a lot of people spend a lot of money on those golden tickets. So this is that times 10. If you should get this card, but I want to know about Jarrett Jones. Let's say Jarrett Jones is out there, you happen to get it, and there's no attachment to season tickets or whatever. How about if Jarrett Jones takes off and becomes, Greg Maddux? How about if he turns into that?
Yeah.
Then what?
Well, I guess we should have the general on.
No, I don't want
to. No.
He's probably
I want to have him on, Bob. Let's have him on.
I texted him about that question.
It would be less
busy,
time for him to talk to us than to pound out an 8-question text. Can you text the general?
I already did.
Or do you want me to?
I already did.
To see if he can come on. Just ask him.
I'll ask a follow-up.
For 5 minutes. That's not a follow-up. It's a replacement.
Well, it would be a follow-up to the text I already sent.
No, wouldn't it be a replacement? Bob?
Bob, break the tie.
It would be a follow-up.
Thank you.